Greetings, Liddell. This is Bob Rouse, your host to the Grace Radio series Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our guest today is Kelly Luttman of Pursue Wellness for You, a Slidell business that she founded with the idea of bringing good health to the citizens of Slidell. It's not only a business, it's not only something she studied, but I believe it's a passion that Kelly lives her life by. She follows it for herself and her family. I just want to say welcome, Kelly. We're glad you're here today.
I'm delighted to be here.
Recently, you and I were talking, and you told me that you received a new certification, not only new to you, but also kind of a new direction in health. I'd be interested in knowing more about that.
I received notification or completed my certification a couple weeks ago in applied functional medicine for coaches. It's a newer certification that's being offered, although it is not the only functional medicine certification available for coaches. There is one also offered by the Institute of Functional Medicine. My studies, I'd spent a year studying different systems and different functional medicine parameters, principles, with the idea of being able to dig deeper beyond just assigning a diagnosis to a collection of symptoms, but also digging deeper to find out what's the root cause. Ultimately, what's not going on properly in the body that could be adjusted, that could be corrected. If you aren't properly digesting your protein, then you're not properly absorbing B12 and you're not providing that nutrient to your cells for energy. There's a variety of different things that we look at, looking at your zinc levels for your liver health and different things that are evidenced in aspects of the common lab work we get done. The complete blood count or the comprehensive metabolic panel has reference ranges in those blood work, in that blood work, and your doctor generally is looking in his short time with you in an appointment, is just looking, are you within the reference range or are you high or low? Whereas I look at within that reference range, are you at the optimal position? And if not, then where, what can we do to adjust that to bring your body into more optimal functioning?
You know, God created a wonderful machine in
our body.
And he gave us some good rules to run by. And if I hear what you're telling me is that we're not putting ourselves in a place to chase symptoms, to relieve symptoms. This is not, I have a headache, I'll take an aspirin.
Yes.
But it's really something quite different than that, isn't it?
Yeah. I look at symptoms as something of a gift from our bodies. We don't always look at a headache as a gift. But basically, the headache is your body telling you something's not right in here. I need your support. Often a headache is dehydration, and we are quick to pop an aspirin to relieve it, but we're not looking at what's going on that I can resolve to support my body in better function. And a lot of times it's dehydration, or it could be a higher stress level, or you're not sleeping well. And there's a variety of things you can explore to see what's going on. My first recommendation for a client that has frequent headaches is, first of all, when you have a headache, chug a glass of water, a nice tall glass of water, just drink it down, and then give it 10 minutes and see, does that help to resolve the headache? If not, then there's something more you need to look at. But the first thing, look at hydration and look at what you're drinking and how it's handling your body. Too often, we drink a lot of different flavored liquids, but not real water. And water is what God created as our hydration method. So don't muddy the water, so to speak, with all the ingredients and the sugar content that is in so much of our drinks. Because that sugar, a heavily sugared drink, actually dehydrates your body rather than hydrating you.
So we're not saying take liquid. What we're doing is saying specifically
water.
A soft drink's not going to help you. A cup of coffee's not going to help you.
No.
But a glass of God's gift, water, will do more good.
Yes.
Than
yes.
All of these, any of these other things.
Not even that bottled vitamin water and all these other flavored things that you see in the bottles. Vitamin water, if you turn it around and read that label, has almost as much sugar in it as a Coke.
Well, you know, you're not looking at blood samples. You're not looking at blood test type things. So what do you do to try to figure out what's going on?
Well, a lot of it is learning. You know, for me, it's sitting down and spending an hour with a client in a consultation and finding out what are your typical habits, what is your pattern, what was your history, what are the symptoms you're dealing with right now. When you go to see a doctor, he has 5 to 7 minutes in a normal busy practice. He pops in, he listens to the basics. He's not going to sit and talk through all of that the way I can when I'm meeting with a client. I process through and ask the questions and explore. And one of the big things I do is ask, what do you think prompted this? Or what do you think is off in your body? Because each of us lives in our bodies. We each have an intuition. And often, if we've been to the doctor a lot, the doctor isn't taking the time to ask, or you might ask a question, but it's not in his scope of practice, and so he doesn't necessarily entertain and answer that question, and we tend to just back off and think, it doesn't matter, you know, what I think doesn't matter, but it does. And I try to engage. I'm working in a partnership with my clients to see what is your interpretation, what is your observation about how this affects your body, and then let's work on resolving that. Let's work on adjusting what can support your body better.
Normally when we go to a doctor, we go with a symptom. We said, I have a pain here, or I have an inability here. Help me to fix that.
Right.
But if I'm understanding what you're telling me, these conditions come over a period of time.
Generally,
we tend to get used to them, and it becomes a condition of my life. So it's not necessarily at the time you begin working with a new client to be able to say, well, I have a pain here, or I have an issue there.
Right.
But rather to say, let's take a look at my life. What's going on?
Yeah.
Maybe lack of energy, maybe not being able to climb a set of stairs like you used to.
Right.
Maybe shortness of breath in certain circumstances that you've gotten used to.
And we put it up to, I'm getting older.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you should accept not functioning the way you should, you used to. You know, we tend to just kind of shunt off, well, your body is getting older, but that doesn't mean it's destined to fall apart by the time you're 70 or 80. I don't intend to age compliantly. I am going to work to build my body. I want to have the energy to keep up with my grandkids, to continue to learn, to continue to study, to support my client, keep going strong. But often we just kind of learn to tolerate things and figure it's the norm when maybe it's not. If you have the pain in your joints on a regular basis, it doesn't necessarily mean it's just arthritis. You could actually have some sensitivities to foods you're eating, and it's causing inflammation that is building and affecting your joints. And if you can identify what that food is and remove it from your diet, you will find that that pain goes away.
We're talking about optimizing good health.
Yes.
Rather than restoring good health.
It can be restorative. It can be, you know, yes, definitely optimized. But there are a lot of conditions that we are told by the medical community, just you're going to be on this medication for the rest of your life, just learn to tolerate it, that actually can be resolved and reversed. And we aren't told that.
Interesting.
We aren't given that choice. We're just told this is the way it's going to be. I firmly want to have people understand that just because of your diagnosis doesn't mean it's a life sentence. It could be reversed. It could be improved, at least, if not totally reversed. To me, disease, I prefer to write it DIS-EASE, dis-ease. Your body is diseased, it's just not in ease. We can support the body to improve the system so that it's working better and you feel better.
Amazing. So that's the first part.
Mm-hmm.
The first part is investigation.
Mm-hmm.
The first
exactly.
part is optimizing. And it could be that we can improve on it. But,
oh, yeah.
But it could also be that just little tweaks in the investigation mm-hmm. process may lead us to other things.
Exactly. And it's not necessarily a fast process. When we get a medication, when you take an aspirin for a headache, it shuts down certain physiology so that you no longer feel the headache. That doesn't mean it fixed what caused the headache. It just shuts down that physiology to make it feel better. What I look to do is to improve the physiology, to make things work smoothly. but it takes some time to identify the causes, to adjust, whether it's adjust the way you're eating or what you're eating, the amount of sleep you're allowing yourself. Sleep is vital to our health. And in our go, 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 go culture, we tend to think that sleep is overrated. Oh, it's not. And wait till your body gets to the point where it can't, and then it will tell you you're going to sleep because you get sick or you fall into dis-ease. But there's a variety of adjustments. The challenge is when you're adjusting physiology, you're working with replenishing healthier cells, it can take time as unhealthy cells die off and new healthy cells are produced to begin to really reap the consequences and the benefits of all that action. So it's not as quick as taking a medication may be, but the lifelong benefits are far better. It's worth the process.
Well, maybe it's not as quick, but also the result will last longer.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
so
definitely.
So maybe you're going to take an aspirin every 2 hours, so you got a two-hour relief from a pill, but maybe it'll take longer to get to the solution.
Yes.
But once achieved, then you have a longer positive result.
Right, right. And taking the aspirin route out, over time, if you are constantly taking aspirin on a daily basis, you can actually create more problems because you can get into toxicity with that medication. We tend to think that if I can buy a medication off the shelf, it's safe and I can take it however much I want. But you can actually be thrown into toxicity by taking Tylenol or Advil or aspirins on a daily basis.
Right.
And that can land you in the hospital with some severe issues to deal with. So.
Well, we talked about the investigation. We talk about how you achieve that. What are the tools that you work with? If you're not going to give me a pill, what are you going to give me? How are you going to help me to get better?
I'm going to educate you. Primarily, I'm educating. I start with food because Hippocrates said, let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food.
Okay.
So I start with educating on the effect of foods. And so often, you know, if you buy your food at a restaurant on a regular basis or based on all the commercials on TV, you are getting food-like substances. You're not getting food as God created it. So often our food has been adulterated and changed and enhanced so that it tastes good or it gets you hooked. You know, if a food advertises with once you pop, you can't stop, or, you know, can't eat, bet you can't eat just one, there has been some actual chemical engineering in that food that causes an addictive aspect that once makes you want to eat more and more. But it's not real food. It's not nourishment with nutrients to your body. I tell my clients, if what you are eating is designed to be able to sit on the shelf at the grocery store or in your pantry or in a vending machine without changing the way it looks over a month or more time, it's dead. It's got nothing to offer you nutritionally other than filling your stomach for a little while and then going out. But when food would spoil or bacteria might get onto it and eat it and spoil it, then it's got something to offer. It's got life force to give to your body. And that's why I begin to teach them about different fruits and vegetables, cooking whole grain products instead of processed flours. It's all within their parameters. You know, I'm not going to dictate what you must eat the rest of your life, but within their tastes, within their preferences, we find what is a better food supply for them. And then we even go into eating hygiene. The process of how you eat. Our tendency in our busy culture is to eat on the run. And in the process of eating on the run, you're not thinking about what you're putting in your mouth. You're not thinking about how you're chewing it. You're not thinking about how you're swallowing or how many chugs of water you're drinking or other things you're drinking with that. And you can put too much liquid in with a meal and dilute the stomach acid that is vital for it to be digested properly. If you chew a bite once or twice, you really haven't properly broken it down, unless it was a very fine processed food to begin with. It's not broken down enough, so the stomach has to work even harder to work on the digestion, and then that limits the nutrients that can be absorbed from it. So I try to teach them about eating hygiene, stopping and resting. Saying the blessing before a meal is a vital part of eating hygiene. It slows you down. It allows you to be smelling the food that you're sitting before and getting ready to eat, which is actually the first phase of digestion called the cephalic phase, where you walk into a movie theater. What happens?
Smell popcorn,
and yeah. What happens in your mouth? I can taste that popcorn. Salt and that butter and that crunch. And that is the cephalic phase of digestion. If you get your food in a package and open it up and start munching, you've skipped that phase of digestion, and it takes your body a while to even get the saliva going to properly pre-digest the carbohydrates and proteins that start in your mouth and then are going down into your digestive system. So there's a lot of aspects to it that I can begin to educate and support my clients in exploring and learning and practicing. We talk about lifestyle, we talk about exercise and movement. A lot of people think the gym or exercise is a bad place, and you can move and exercise without needing a gym membership actively, effectively. Take a walk. Just go take a walk. We don't have the opportunity for many stairs around here, you know, not too many multiple-story buildings, but even if you've got stairs in your home, make a point of walking up and down a couple times a day, even if you don't have something you need to go get. It's exercise, it's movement for your body, and that's important.
This process of functional medicine is the same mindset as somebody who does go to the gym and gets a personal coach that says, help me to get my physique right. Or somebody who goes to their pastor and said, help me to understand spiritually how I can do better.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about with functional medicine is how to get my life together. How do I live my life?
Yeah.
It's like finances. We don't really teach people basic finance. How do you balance a checkbook? What's the situation with debt? What's wrong with credit cards? How do I buy a house? You know, very little of that type of instruction is given in the schools. And I suspect that very little instruction is actually given and received in how do I live my life? Advances in medicine give us information, but what are we going to do with it?
Right.
And that's,
how do you put it in action?
That's where Pursue Wellness for You comes in.
Yes.
How do I use what God's given us in the best way to optimize my life?
Exactly.
Awesome.
And I come along, much like the Holy Spirit, you know, hupotasso, come alongside. I come alongside my clients and guide them. I'm not the food police. I'm not checking up on them to see what they're doing right or wrong. I'm there to support and educate and guide them in the process so that they're not out on their own. How often have you gone to the doctor and he says you need to lose weight and you need to exercise, but he's not there to help you figure it out?
Right.
I'm there with a lot of different tools to help my clients, help figure out what's going to work best for them. Sometimes it's a nutritional supplement that will help with a triage on a triage basis, but sometimes it's just we need to just shift and begin to wean you off of this habit and introduce something that's better for your body and work alongside that process.
Well, this is just such an awesome and refreshing conversation talking about optimizing, maximizing, utilizing what God gave us in the best way possible.
Yep, exactly.
Well, if people are interested in pursuing wellness for themselves, how do they do that?
They can contact me. Kelly@pursuewellnessforyou.com is my email. They can also find me on Facebook, my website, pursuewellnessforyou.com. They can contact me through my website. I do put out a newsletter every other week. The next one will be coming out this Tuesday. So if they went onto my website, they could request the newsletter, and as in exchange for putting in their email to get the newsletter, they will actually get, I still have my Keep the Balance menu plans up from the holidays, but it's still as valid today as it was then.
Okay.
And I offer a variety of different things. My goal is to be writing a book on learning to edit your choices instead of dieting, and I'm hoping to have that ready within the next couple months. So that will be a new option for us.
So I guess the easiest way to get there is to go to your website.
Probably the best way, yeah. And they can definitely contact me that way.
And that's pursuewellnessforyou.com.
Yes.
Okay.
All the words spelled out.
All the wells.
No numbers.
Oh, man. So pursuewellnessforyou.com.
Yes.
And people can contact you through that. And what's with the newsletter? Do you have to be a client to receive the newsletter?
Oh, no. The newsletter goes out to anybody who is interested. And each newsletter includes a recipe, latest information of where I might be speaking or what opportunities I have available for in-town events, and then an article. So the last newsletter I put up, and actually I put those newsletter articles on my blog on my website so they can read some of those past articles. The last one was about, why weight gain or weight loss can be a challenge. What's going on? That it's not just that you aren't eating the right things. Something might be going on normally with your hormones that is working against your weight loss. And then I haven't yet decided on next week's topic, so we're working on that this
weekend. But if you at home want to know, go to pursuewellnessforyou.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you'll find out along with everybody else.
That's it.
Well, Cal, this has been wonderful. I thank you very much for the time that you've given us. Is there anything you'd like to add for our audience today?
One of my mottos is take care of the body you have. It's the only place you have to live.
Well, thank you, Kelly, for being with us today. We hope to talk to you again in the future. When something comes up you think we might be interested in, let us know. We want to hear from you. And Slidell, we want to hear from you. Thank you for tuning in to Voices Today here on Grace Radio. You can call us at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send us a text. We're always interested in what you think about our programming, about the station. And if you have comments for Kelly or something for today, send us a text. We'll be in touch. We'd like to encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio Slidell, where you can also leave comments, or check in on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net, where you can leave a tax-deductible gift, help support the station. We need the support of listeners just like you. Again, that phone number is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.